Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only. Ting!
I've waited so long for this party and my bands to be unleashed!
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Chew on your own foreskin, yeah. Ah! Every pussy looks like a toilet to me. A big shitty toilet. Ah! As long as you let me shoot a wad on your jugs, pour some cock coffee in your little cunt mug.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Yeah.
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Daddy's right here.
Yeah.
Penis. I beat my big fucking penis. Penis. I beat my big fucking penis.
Yeah.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. I fucking dead pig.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Shut my dead pig!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday we'll get into in just a moment. But before we do that, I got to talk to you about last night. I went out flirty fishing and I nabbed me some Christian cock. Or cock for Christ, as I like to call it. Yes, I, of course, am talking about the cult, the family. We've discussed these people before, but I was in a religious mood, so I decided to look them up again, and I found some very interesting information. Do you guys know what golden seeds are? That's Jesus's cum that you're supposed to guzzle down. I don't know how you're supposed to physically receive Jesus's cock in your mouth, but you're supposed to take every last drop of his cum. Here's some examples from family publications regarding the golden seed. Now, this is Jesus speaking, all right? I'm going to need a little echo in my voice because, you know, this is Jesus after all. You cannot imagine the joy that you have brought into my life by loving me intimately! Exclamation mark. You cannot comprehend how completely you have made me feel now that we are one, now that we are lovers and we revel in the bed of passion and intimacy. Each time you kiss my lips and look deeply into my eyes and share your heart and express your love and desire for me. Each time you reach out to me and hold me and want me. Each time you fuck me and receive my penis and fuck my golden rod and drink in my golden seed, it fills my heart with joy. I missed that passage in the Bible until I feel I could almost burst. All right? Jesus is horny. Here's one more passage, and then I'll give you some new love words and love phrases that you're supposed to recite when you're having sex with someone who is not Jesus, but you want to pretend it is Jesus. God, this cult is fucked up. All right, here's the quote. Insatiable woman. I think this is Jesus talking again. When shalt thou be satisfied with the love of thy father? Thy mouth hungereth for more, and thy mouth crieth more, 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 and thou suckest and pulleth for more seed from the tongue of thy father, till thou art glutted with seeds, which must bring forth and bear fruit, you understand? Now, this is all about oral sex, right? You can't bear fruit by sucking down jizz. Otherwise, I'd already have a litter of children, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. All right, so here are a couple of new love words, all right? For those of you who may have a hard time thinking of love words to say to the Lord, we're including the following list of examples. Again, this is in a family publication. Besides saying these type of words to Jesus, you might even want to say some of these things to your mate or loved ones when making love together. All right. I love your kisses, caresses, touches, words of love, and your seeds. I want to suck your penis, Jesus. I want to suck your seeds. I can't wait any longer. I'm overcome with desire for you, your penis, and for your seeds. I crave you, Jesus. I'm hot for you. My legs are spread to receive your penis. Enter into me. Give me your seeds. All right. I'm desperate for your big, hard penis. I crave it because I want your seeds. It's all about penis and seeds. I need your penis. I need to feel you explode inside me. Give me your seeds. Yes, yes, fuck me. Fuck me, Jesus. Don't stop, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Give me your seeds. Fill me with your seeds. Flood me with your seeds. Explode in me. Give me more, more, more. How do you like it? Don't stop until I have every drop of your love, every one of your seeds. And finally, thank you for wanting me, Jesus. Oh, this girl has some self-esteem issues. How could Jesus ever want someone like me? Thank you for giving me your seeds. Thank you for wanting to fuck me and become one with me and give me your seeds. So there you go. That's from Cool Tips for Hot Sex, which is a family publication. Maybe during the Sideshow exclusive portion, I will read some more for you. But right now, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. Like I mentioned, this is a classique edition. If you guys remember, a couple years ago, I totally lost it when reading a sex story. And it was basically a 12-year-old's wet dream for Natalie Portman. It was Natalie Portman fan fiction, and some of the phrasing in this story is ridiculous. One of them that comes to mind is turd of shit. He uses that a lot. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
All right, I should mention this story is really long, so we're going to only read a portion of it. But I think for Sideshow Freaks, I'm going to record the whole thing, which will probably end up being like a half hour. But it might just be worth it. It's that bad. So, Sideshow Freaks, be on the lookout for that. I'm not sure when I'm going to get around to recording the whole thing, but let's get into it right now. There's an introduction before the story starts. Hello, everyone. I have finally written about a sexual fantasy of mine that I've had for quite a while on the very beautiful and sexy Natalie Portman. I think Natalie Portman is a goddess, and she is the hottest girl ever. This is a fantasy of mine about her in a fictional story where I'm dating Natalie Portman, where I get to act out all my fantasies and fetishes with her. All right, let's get started. My name is Adam, and I must say that I'm the luckiest guy in the world, for I have as my girlfriend the goddess Natalie Portman, the female star of the Star Wars prequels. We started dating a few months ago, and she is madly in love with me. Delusional. I must say that years before we started dating, I had a major crush on Miss Portman and have fantasized about my many romantic occasions with her, which just means he jerked off to her picture. He admits to that, though. I've also had sexual fantasies where when I masturbated, I would have the most intense orgasms with my thoughts on making love to her. Natalie Portman and I met at the premiere of Star Wars Episode II in May 2002, and I still remember the first time I saw her in person, and the sexy clothes she was wearing. She was the one who broke the ice with me, for I was too dumbfounded to even talk to her, like a boy in junior high with a crush on a girl. She took notice to the fact that I was a big sci-fi fan, and since she was never a fan or knows anything about sci-fi, she wanted to get to know me more to see what the world was like for a die-hard sci-fi fan like myself. Which, of course, would never happen in a million years. I like your Wookiee outfit. Wink. Our casual relationship soon turned into a dating relationship, and within the next few months, we were in a serious relationship. Our dates went from going to get coffee or McDonald's to going to fancy romantic restaurants. Because of the kind of dates we were going on, I knew she was turning into my girlfriend.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like.
Please pee on me.
Please pee on me if I'm on Yahoo chat. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
The physical aspects of our relationship were slow. She was repulsed by me. I was anxious because, if you can believe this, I'm still practically a virgin. No, I don't believe that for a second. Yes, I was anxious because, if you can believe this, I'm still practically a virgin and quick and ready to have sex. Natalie Portman is a virgin too. Only I did not know it at the time. For with me, it is because I do not do so well with the ladies, and with her, she's so busy with her acting career. But in spite of her being a virgin, she was in no way too fast to have sex, for she pushed my advances on a number of occasions. But our relationship was not static, for she did warm up to me in time. Within the first month of dating, she would let me hold her hand. It was not until the second month that we kissed for the first time. By the third month, we were French kissing. And by the fourth month, we were making out on a regular basis. By month five, she was ready to have sex with me for the first time. All right, then he goes into the, you know, first couple times they had sex, and it's kind of boring. It's standard stuff. I'm going to pick it up a few paragraphs later when they start getting into their sexual kinks and fetishes. Adam, our protagonist, I guess, is into patent leather shoes, and then apparently he likes also to lick her feet or something. Natalie Portman says, "I see that you have more than just a patent leather Mary Jane shoe fetish, for you seem to be getting yourself sexually off by smelling my stinky feet." Yes, I think you're right. I not only have a fetish for girls who wear shiny patent leather Mary Jane shoes, along with a schoolgirl uniform, I get obsessed with girls' feet. Always wondering what they smell like, although he spelled wondering wandering. Always wondering what they smell like. "But doesn't the stinky smell of my feet turn you off?" "It should, and on anyone else it would. But your feet could stink to high heaven, and I would still be turned on. Yes, the smell of your stinky feet turned me on."
"Okay, then smell away and get yourself off as you please."
And that is exactly what I did. Now it was Natalie's turn for her to share another one of her fantasies with me and for me to fulfill it. And when I asked her what it was, she replied,
"Not only have I always wanted to experience a guy fucking me in the cunt, I always fantasize what it would be like for a guy to take me from behind and penetrate me in my asshole."
So what you're saying is you're interested in anal sex?
"Yes, I definitely am. I want you to fuck me in the ass. I want you to lick my anus and then ram your cock in my rectum."
Oh, wow. A girl who's into anal sex. This is my fantasy as well. I'm also obsessed with girls' assholes.
"So I see that not only do you have a fetish for girls' shiny patent leather shoes and her stinky feet, but you also have a fetish for their stinky assholes?"
"You got that right."
"Okay, then, let's stop talking and cornhole me."
This must have been written by, like, a 13-year-old. It's quite wonderful. While rimming her asshole, I could smell the stink from her anus. But again, instead of it turning me off, it got me all the more hornier. And I began to lash my tongue harder and faster over and around her anus. I could not penetrate her in the rectum with my tongue yet, because in spite of me trying to loosen her up with my tongue, rimming her asshole, she was still tight. So I reached over and grabbed the jelly lubricant that I got from upstairs. Then I applied some to my fingers and spread it across and around all over her anus. Then I started to push my rock-hard cock in and out of her asshole, starting at a slow speed, then getting faster and faster when her sphincter finally loosened up. It didn't take long for me to come, and then I exploded into the most intense orgasm of my life, which left me dizzy and weak afterwards. And then I ejaculated a boatload of white, sticky, hot sperm into her rectum. In a very weak and exhausted state, I pulled my cock out of her asshole. But she immediately grabbed me and had me lie down on my back on the floor. Then she squatted over me and told me to open my mouth wide. I obeyed, and then she spread her ass cheeks open and lowered her asshole over my mouth. I saw the sticky and wet as my white... What? I saw the sticky and wet as my white sticky sperm oozed out of her rectum. Then she pushed as if she was ready to take a shit, and then she pooped out all of my sperm into my mouth. When she was finished dumping my sperm out of her anus, she lifted me up off the floor and gave me a passionate kiss and French kiss, only to suck my sperm out of my and drink it. I like as the story's going on, the grammar's getting progressively worse. Where are we at here? Yeah, so we just sat there for a few minutes, kissing and swapping sperm into each other's mouth and drinking it. After we were finished, we just lie on the floor, embracing one another, in while we were still nude from the waist down. We reflected on our experience. Well, Natalie, did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes, I definitely did. I love getting fucked up my asshole just as much, if not more, than getting fucked up my pussy. How about you? Did you like the smell and taste of my asshole? And did you like having your cock buried deep in my anus? How do you compare it with the normal intercourse with your cock in my cunt hole?
Who talks like that? Natalie Portman. I loved it just as much, if not more, than having my cock in your cunt hole. I definitely loved the stinky smell of your asshole and the taste of your anus. I especially loved the way your sphincter squeezed down on my cock, so when I came, it made it all the more intense. Thanks, Natalie, for being my girlfriend. And for giving me such great sexual pleasure.
No problem. Adam, the pleasure is all mine. I love having you as my boyfriend and experimenting with all the sexual acts. I want to continue.
I'm trying to see at the top of this story if it says something like, you know, Adam Watkins, Mrs. Gardner's fourth period English assignment. Well, then things progress even further to water sports, and after peeing on each other, we're going to pick up the story here. After she came down from her explosive orgasm and I recovered from my long, massive piss, Natalie got out of the bathtub and asked me what I would like to do next, since it was my turn to reveal another fantasy. So I told her that I wanted to continue our bathroom games. But pushed the envelope a little further. I said to her that I have had fantasies where girls would shit on me and I play around in their shit. She found it no surprise, since I do love girls' stinky feet and their stinky assholes. So she beat me to the question of asking her for the request for her to take a shit on me. So she agreed, but she said that she did not need to poop at this time. So she went over to the medicine cabinet, oh no, and got out some laxatives. And she ate it and said it would take a few minutes to kick in. In the meantime, she came over to me and we kissed passionately while still completely in the nude. I could smell the sour odor and taste, the tangy taste of my... I could smell the sour odor and taste the tangy taste of my piss that was still in her mouth as I kissed her and French kissed her. Then after a few minutes of passionate kissing, we felt her bowels kick in and she needed to take a major poop. Then she had me lie down on the... This is like the worst story ever! And then she squatted over me. I felt the nervousness and anticipation of having her shit on me and having the whole bathroom stink for her nasty feces. I don't think anyone but Adam is getting off to this story. Then as she squatted over me, she pulled her ass cheeks apart only to reveal to me her tight pink puckered anus. Then she asked me if I was ready, and then I confirmed with her that I was. All I could see then was that she pushed like she was having a baby, and then she let out a big nasty fart. This is so ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Alright, I'm sorry. Alright. All I could see then was that she pushed like she was having a baby. Oh my god. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know why I'm laughing at this. All right, she pushed like she was having a baby. And then she let out a big, nasty fart. And then... I don't know why I'm laughing. All right, what the fuck? Why am I laughing? All right, let's get through this. We just gotta push through, like we're having a baby. All right, and then she let out a big, nasty fart, and then her sphincter opened up, and then a big, thick, long, brown turd of shit came out of her anus and landed on my chest. Whew. All right, I'm composing myself here. She had more shit to go, but she stopped at that point, so she get up from squatting and then kneels down beside me. Then she smeared her stinky brown feces all over my chest, legs, arms, shoulders, and finally my face. The bathroom stunk so bad from her shit that Natalie was holding her nose with one hand while she was smearing the shit all over my body with the other. She was so amazed at how turned on I was, even in spite of the foul odor. After she covered my body from head to toe in her nasty brown feces, she got up off the floor only to squat it over me again so she could take another shit on me and empty her bowels, which were full of her own feces. Well, no fucking shit. Whose feces would it be up there? This time I directed her ass over to my face and aimed her asshole right over my mouth. Then she asked if I was sure I wanted to eat her nasty shit. When I confirmed with her that I definitely wanted to, she then pushed again like she was having a baby, and her sphincter opened up again, and I saw another nasty, long, brown, thick turd of shit come out of her anus and into my mouth. When she was finished getting the major turd of shit out of her bowels, she shit some more, but it was loose shit that even turned into a little diarrhea. which either went in and filled my mouth or completely covered my face in nasty and stinky brown solid and liquid feces. Jesus Christ, that is the longest sentence I've ever read. I have got to say that's the best line I've ever read in a Sextastic Tuesday story, the one that goes, when she was finished getting the major turd of shit out of her bowels. Turd of shit. Yes, turd of shit. Oh, we got to end it right there. Jesus Christ, this is going on a little too long. Yeah, there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for April 19th, 2011. You know, I don't know if I ever finished reading that Natalie Portman porn for Sideshow Freaks. So if anyone runs across that story, please email it to me. I would love to finish it up. So stupid. Hey, today's Sextastic Tuesday was brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. Look, I want to talk to you for a minute about lubes, because it's very important you keep your snatch hole moist and slick. Also, you know, for you guys, you don't want to rub your dick raw. So AdamandEve.com has all sorts of pastes and powders for you. I don't know. They're mostly gels, I think. Adam and Eve personal gel lube. They also have stuff such as Adam and Eve's Make Me Come Clit Sensitizer, which is not necessarily a lubricant, but it's still in the liquid family. I don't know. The Nipple and Clit Stimulating Gel. They've got Adam and Eve's Delay Spray, the Ultimate Performance Male Enhancement Cream, water-based lubes, anal sex lubes, silicone lubes, flavored lubes, plus all sorts of other adult products such as vibrators, dildos, lingerie, I don't know what that is, adult DVDs, etc. For a limited time, they've got an amazing deal just for my freaky deekies. You can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's F-R-E-A-K. You type that little promo code in. You'll automatically see whatever item you selected is going to be 50% off. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping. They're also going to send you 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. So pick yourself up a new jelly plug or realistic vibrator. They come in black. Or, you know, whatever. Pocket pussies. They got great hot shit for both men and women. And again, you can get 50% off just about any item by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Plus, of course, free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, I got some good feedback on yesterday's 30-minute video cast I posted for everyone. You know, a lot of non-paying members wonder what the DV logs are all about. Those are the video casts that I normally post. I try to do one every week, but that doesn't happen. It's been a month since the last one. So yeah, I posted about 30 minutes of stuff from various DV logs from the past. Including my mom watching Two Girls, One Cup, Roy Killer War taking a shit, me spraying turds with that poop-free stuff, and other various assorted stupidity. If you want to check it out, it was yesterday's show, as a matter of fact. It's kind of big. It's like 130 megs. It's a big download, but it's worth it. If you want to sign up for the Sideshow, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done over 1,300 at this point. You can listen to every single one of those. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and like I said, I try to do video casts. Today, as a matter of fact, I have an extended show, so paying members will get about 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. If you want to hear it, sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, how are people coping with the most recent economic recession? If you said shaking your baby until his brain is a soupy, retarded mush, ding, 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 you'd be right. Recession-related stress may have triggered an alarming increase in non-accidental head injuries among infants. The number of babies hospitalized for non-accidental head trauma, a form of child abuse, that's debatable, previously known as shaken baby syndrome. Dup, there's a new name for it? I personally like shaken baby syndrome. After all, Corey recorded a whole song about it.
Most experts believe that no one gets up in the morning planning to shake a baby.
I understand you have trouble getting your mind around it. I do too, but it is a fact.
Don't shake babies.
Squeal like a pig. You think they'd learn.
goddamn son of a bitch!
About 30% of children die from those kinds of injuries.
Why did you kill me?
All right, you get the idea. Everyone loves shaken baby syndrome. I love my baby shaken, not stirred. All right, the reason for why this is happening are beyond the scope of our study, but it may be that more parents are stressed to the breaking point because of the economic problems like unemployment and foreclosures, said lead author Mary L. Huang, a fourth-year medical student at Case Western Reserve University. In many cases, when people are forced to leave their homes, they may be moving in with relatives who might not have as much of a vested interest in taking care of infants, added Huang, who is scheduled to present the paper Wednesday at the American Association of Neurological Surgeons. Research presented at meetings is considered preliminary until it's published in a peer-reviewed journal. The new findings echo a 2010 study by researchers at the University of Pittsburgh. That paper evaluated cases of non-accidental head injuries among infants and young children from 2004 through 2009 in four urban children. All right, the research found almost twice as many cases of abusive head trauma per month in the recession period, starting in December 2007, compared with the period prior to the recession. Interestingly enough, 2007 is when Corey released You Shook the Baby All Night Long.
You are seriously mentally retarded.
Maybe this has something to do with all of those shaken babies.
Time.
Yeah, that's right. How are the authorities? I'd take a hard look at Corey of Butt Fudge Sunday.
I actually shake with anger sometimes. You need to be slapped upside the head.
I gotta break a broom handle off in your ass.
We're giving it to you. Chicken chow ya.
Chicken chow ya. I don't know why he included that, Corey. Idiot. All right, so there you go. Quote, we know that times of increased stress may be more dangerous for babies, said Dr. Robert Block, professor and chair of pediatrics at the University of Oklahoma Health Science Center. And so it makes sense that in a recession where there are all kinds of very stressful situations, we would see an uptick in these kinds of injuries. Block, who is president-elect of the American Academy of Pediatrics, look at you. Fancy, speculated that cuts to social service programs in recent years may have also been a factor. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from New Zealand. A man who has had repeated bouts of depression cut off one of his own fingers, cooked it with some vegetables, and ate it. Ta-da! The bizarre case of self-cannibalism is the first known in New Zealand, and one of only eight reported around the world. South Island forensic psychiatrist Eric Monsetero, or some close approximation to that name, and clinical psychologist Craig Prince reported it yesterday in the journal Australasian Psychiatry. Right, to alert colleagues to the rare behavior. Their patient, aged 28 at the time, was moderately depressed. And had, that's how the dude acts when he's just moderately depressed? Cut off his finger and eat it? I'd hate to see what happens when he gets severely depressed. All right, yes, the patient, aged 28 at the time, was moderately depressed and had not consumed drugs or alcohol at the time of his extreme act. I'm sorry. Extreme! Act in 2009. He was assessed as having a vulnerable personality structure. Mr. X, as the patient is known, would suffer episodes of low mood and sometimes think of suicide. He had been successfully treated with antidepressants and received supportive psychotherapy. Once while depressed, he was assaulted by two men. He felt extreme anger. I'm sorry. Extreme! Anger, and for the first time fantasized about not only killing his assailants, but of eating them too, the doctor's report said. He believed that by doing so, he would rob them of everything. Like their flesh, for instance. Their delicious, meaty flesh. It appeared his fantasies had been perpetuated by an interest in violent movies and taboo subjects. At the end of 2008, following another personal crisis, and while not being fully compliant with his medication, he spiraled into another episode of depression. He experienced significant insomnia. Okay, let's get to the part where he cuts off and eats his fingers. Yes, he was thinking about eating his fingers for days. In an effort to seek reprieve from these thoughts, he tied a shoelace around his little finger. to act as a tourniquet, and then cut the finger off with a jigsaw. He then cooked it in a pan with some vegetables. I want the recipe. And ate its flesh. His plan was to amputate another two fingers the following day. So that first finger must have been absolutely delicious. Mr. X reported initial excitement, non-sexual, and a sense of relief from his ruminations. Given the instantaneous benefit, he felt that there was no point in cutting off any more fingers. So he's a reasonable man. The man later regretted the act of self-harm, his first, because of its debilitating effect. Just a pinky. The authors say Mr. X had difficulty regulating his emotions during personal crisis. No shit. His violent thoughts provided relief from intense emotional distress and a sense of control. It may be the act of cutting off his finger and eating its flesh made staff take him more seriously and provide the care and understanding he longed for. So there you go. It was a cry for help. Final story we have for you today. An Englishman has tried to take pictures of women in a shopping mall toilet disguised as a mannequin. Now, look, ladies, I realize when you have to take a piss or shit, you're really focused at the task at hand here, but look around. How often do you see mannequins in the shitter with you? University of Birmingham student Joel Hardman was caught... was caught trying to secretly film women on his mobile phone. So he's posing as a mannequin with a mobile phone. The 22-year-old was seen sneaking into the women's toilets dressed like a mannequin with a mask and a wig earlier this month. When security guards nabbed him after he emerged from the locked cubicle, Hardman admitted to performing a sex act and said, "I've been a bit weird." Masturbating. Dressed up like a mannequin, masturbating, taking pictures with his cell phone. He also told police he found the sound of women on the toilet sexually exciting. He should be a listener of Distorted View. "It's good you've caught me. Maybe now I'll stop." Police found three images of women's feet taken beneath cubicle doors on his mobile phone and an audio recording of a flushing toilet. I want to hear audio of a woman struggling to take a shit. Come on. All right, Hardman told Birmingham Magistrates Court he felt sexual gratification out of everything that goes on in women's toilets. I can understand that. When asked to explain his outfit, he said he wore the clothes to a fancy dress party and then tried it out at the shopping mall. So is he a cross-dresser or something? Hardman confessed he had done it before in the women's toilets at a university campus, but moved to the shopping center because it was busier. Look, you know, don't offer up information. You're already in trouble. The police don't know anything about this university campus toilet incident. You're only going to get, you know, more time for this shit. The student was released on bail on the condition he stay away from public toilets. District Judge Leslie Mottram said he could face jail time because of the aggressive nature of the crime, and the case is adjourned until May 10th. So there you go. That's what's happening in your world today, Freaky Dickies. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it's Gary from Louisiana.
Hi, Gary.
I have two things, and then I'll get the fuck out of here. But first of all,
thank you.
I loved your April Fool's show. It was really awesome to hear Scott Fletcher's voice.
Yes, and, it was so great of Scott to come on the program with me after all this time. He's a very good sport.
A cool little April Fool's thing you did there.
Mayonnaise.
And secondly, on the April 4th show, when you were talking about the guy with the tree branch up his ass.
God damn it.
I was really hoping you would play the gay fisting porn, and when the guy says, "I felt like I had a fucking tree up my butt," or something like that. That would have been a great clip to go along with that new story.
Right.
But alas, you disappointed me again.
I love when people call in to say stuff I should have done. You could have actually made your show funny by doing X. God damn it, what is wrong with you? Every day you're calling in with bowel movements. And that is quite an epic one. Let's hear it again. That had some weight to it. What have you been eating, lead? Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, something is wrong with you. Get that checked out, dude.
White Dog is on Netflix, and Wing was on an episode of South Park.
Yes, White Dog, the movie we talked about, the racist dog. The whole movie about a dog who is racist. is up on Netflix instant streaming. So if you want to check it out, go to Netflix.
What up, Tammy Boo? This is Dave from Chicago. First time caller, long time listener.
Hi, Dave from Chicago.
Radio show. But anyway, I'm calling about your sex tape for Tuesday with the nigger aliens. Oh my God, it scared the living shit out of me.
Yeah,
man.
Nigger aliens, they're real, and it's frightening.
Yeah, I'm so shaken.
It's really happening.
Actually, I'm kidding. That was the stupidest, dumbest fucking sex tape for Tuesday I have ever heard. My God, what, the guy in brain dead or what? Anyway, love the show. Man, I'm too cheap to get the sideshow because I'm too poor anyway.
Well,
I enjoy your
it's
show.
It's $5. You know, just don't eat at McDonald's for one day and then you can afford it.
Hey, Tim, it's
slob, you fat, disgusting slob.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. I was driving downtown Columbus, having a really shitty day.
Yeah, Chickadee lives in Columbus, and she just emailed me saying that she lives in Columbus, would love to hang out sometime, and has a fur fag of a boyfriend.
And trying really hard not to cry, and it was raining really, really hard.
And she knows someone who's been on Hoarders, Buried Alive, that is up for an interview. So I've got a lot of...
And I spotted a midget walking downtown, and I started cracking up.
I've got a lot of use for Chickadee, but yeah, you saw a midget? What?
Hard, and I spotted a midget walking downtown, and I started cracking up, and it made my entire day better. I am a horrible human being, and I am going to hell. So, yeah. Bye.
Midgets are walking around Columbus.
Tim, Sideshow member TJ from Chicago. Listen, I know that, you know, you're constantly behind on your voicemail few weeks, and I know that you're looking for a way to alleviate yourself of that problem. Well, I'm listening to an old show from September of 2008, and you had a similar problem, not as severe as the backup that you have now, but similar. And what you decided to do was, like, during the voicemail
lightning round,
just like, you know what, fuck it, I don't care that I'm, you know, a week behind, 2 weeks behind, or whatever. I'm tired of not hearing, like, or not knowing what people are talking about on the voicemails, so I'm just gonna start playing the voicemails that I got yesterday.
Oh.
So basically, you just said fuck all the old voicemails and just started from the new ones. And that's
that makes a lot of sense. I don't know why I don't do that again.
Well, hey there, Kimmy Jigaboo Boo Henson.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
You know.
I'm up here in Montana hanging out with my name is Dustin, hanging out with my buddy Pat. We listen to the show a lot. And some fucker just cut us off, and I said, what a brave little bastard. And me and my buddy, you know, he thought that The Brave Little Bastard should be a Disney movie. And then I got on the subject of The Brave Little Toaster and how he can go fuck himself and go to Mars as much as he wants. But this Brave Little Bastard, man,
Brave
you need to make
bastard.
A Disney production movie. You need to team up with fucking Disney and get The Brave Little Bastard going. I don't care what it's about. It just needs to happen.
That's who they want to work with, me.
I love you. Every guy would go gay for you. Peace out.
Oh, thank you. Every guy would go gay for me.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Jason from the Jason Show. Hey, can you check your show at distortedview.com email address?
And he won't go away.
distortedview.com. I've also sent one to that email address.
I'm in hell.
Hey, boo.
Look, Jason, I've already plugged your YouTube thing. It's YouTube/Jason Show Rocks or something like that. Now, leave me alone.
Hey, boo.
That's all I can do for you.
Denny's has a...
Tell my listeners to go there and check it out. I can't force them to.
Hey, boo. Denny's has a bacon sundae. You seen this fucking thing?
No.
I, you know, as a pork-consuming kind of sorts, I find that disgusting.
What the fuck is a bacon sundae? I'll have to go to Denny's and check it out.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Rorvis calling in.
Oddly intrigued.
Yeah, it turns out there is a loophole in the hitting girls rule. You're allowed to hit girls if you're a careless fairy. It's official. I mean, I've talked to other boys and girls about this, and yeah, you can do it.
One more reason it's so great to be gay.
And also, I was at that last year's International Mr. Leather.
Smack the shit out of bitches.
Where the female to male transgender won the competition.
Okay.
Nobody there knew. I mean, it's passable. I mean, he's got it going on. They claim that the judges knew, but if they knew, then how come they didn't bother to let anyone else know?
I don't know.
Anyway, Jukoo.
That's what's happening at the International Leather Convention or whatever.
Good day, Tim. Smizzy calling in from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania.
Vanya.
And I just want to say I can't stand Tonetta. He frightens me.
Of course.
He burned at the stake. But
creepy.
You love that when it comes in with butt.
Yeah.
For some reason, months later, the song has still popped into my head, and you probably know which one it is.
Yummy Pizza. Oh, yes. I haven't heard that in a while.
It's so fucking catchy. It makes me want to kill him even more. But alas, it's still in my head.
I just had Joey record Cox as Jonetta. All right, there you go. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Extreme!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you are sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Close your eyes and think of England. Maybe I can take it. Close your eyes and feel alone. Close your eyes and think of England. You won't regret it. Tonight I won't be coming home. Tonight I won't be coming home. Tonight I won't be coming home.
Mary had a fucking little lamb.